Every year, at the end of the annual Race to Erase MS fundraiser, musicians, celebrities, and advocates gather on stage to sing the song that has inspired the group's founder for more than two decades.
It reminds me of how important it is to have all the people around you that support you.
It's a lesson Nancy Davis learned when diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and one that drives her relentless quest to support others with the disease.
I'm not going to stop until we do find a cure.
I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
I woke up one day and I had no feeling in the three fingertips of my right hand.
That was back in 1991 and in the wake of a ski accident. So when Nancy Davis went to see a doctor, she never expected to hear this.
You have multiple sclerosis.
Just 33 at the time, Davis made peace with the diagnosis but refused to accept her initial prognosis.
I would never walk again, and life as I knew it was over.
Davis was certain that would not be her destiny and that she needed to go to work on behalf of the MS community.
If you can help somebody, you have to help somebody.
So in 1993, Davis founded the nonprofit Race to Erase MS and began raising millions for its Center Without Walls, bringing together the nation's top MS researchers and asking them to
put every bit of information from all the different studies they're doing into one so that the other doctors will benefit.
Today, the center is thriving, and so too is Nancy Davis, who remains active and grateful.
Life is so precious. Every day is precious.
To learn more about how Nancy Davis is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2A Spotlight.org. For the nonprofit A2A Alliance, I'm Jeff Bell.